尼摩太前书第三章十四节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 14。
我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道，在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 14. I'm writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long. But in case I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth.
在所念的经文里面有这几个字，神的家。
There are three words in verse 15 I'd like to emphasize, the household of God.
兄弟，今天的讲题就是神的家。
The title for the message this morning is the household of God.
这个家呢，圣经上说啊，就是永生神的教会。
This household according to scripture, which is the church of the living God.
教会到底是什么？圣经上说教会是神的家。
What is the church? The Bible says the church is the household of God.
神是这个大家庭的家长，我们都是他的儿女。
God is the head of this household, and we are his children in this household.
提摩太前书是保罗写给提摩太的。
First Timothy was written by Apostle Paul as a letter to his disciple Timothy.
保罗很希望快点到提摩太那里去帮助他，可是呢，他说万一呀，我不能够很快的去呀，我希望你也知道在神的家中应当怎么样做。
Paul was longing to go see Timothy face to face to help him in his work in his church, but Paul writes, in case I'm delayed, I want you to know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God.
我们主日啊，在讲保罗的书信。
We have been talking from the epistles of Paul in the last several months.
我们知道保罗的书信占新约圣经中非常重要的部分。
We know that the epistle of Paul occupied a very important position in the New Testament.
保罗的书信可以分成四个大类。
There are four categories. We can divide all the Paulian epistles.
第一类是讲到末世的事情。
The first one is talking about the end times.
提摩太啊，帖撒罗尼迦前书和后书。
First and Second Thessalonians.
这是保罗最先所写的。
These are the first letters written by Apostle Paul.
非常奇妙，他最先受圣灵所感动写的书信是讲到最后要发生的事情。
The thing is that the first letters that he wrote was about the last things.
保罗所写的书信第二类是讲到救恩。
The second category of epistle of Paul talks about salvation.
罗马书、哥林多前后书、加拉太书。
This category consists of Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and Galatians.
他所写的第三类的书信主要的论点是讲到耶稣基督。
The theme of the second category of books talks about Jesus.
The third.
那
是以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书、腓利门书。
These books consist of Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon.
今天我们开始要讲这个第四大部分。
This morning we start on the fourth category of Epistle of Paul.
这个第四类的书信是保罗最年老的时候所写的。
This fourth category of epistles were written by Paul when he was quite old.
那个时候他快要离开世界，在他的心目中最关心的一个问题就是教会的问题。
He knew that he was very close to the end of his life. He was about to leave this world. And so he was writing probably the most important thing on his mind at the time.
这个教会的书信啊，有提摩太前后书和提多书。
This fourth category of books are sometimes called the pastoral epistles, consist of 1st, 2nd Timothy, and Titus.
这三封的书信是写给教会的牧师的，不是写给教会。
These three letters are written to the pastors of churches, of Christian churches.
这三本书可以说是这个牧师的手册。
Or we can say these three epistles of Paul can be called the handbook of a Christian pastor.
提多和提摩太是保罗带领信主的两个青年人。
Timothy and Titus were two disciples, young disciples of Apostle Paul.
他们不但是信主了，在灵性上很追求、很长进，他们也把自己奉献给神、服侍神。
Both of these young disciples, Timothy and Titus, not only Paul led them to Christ, but after they became a Christian, they dedicated themselves to serve God full time.
按照今天的话来说，他们是教会的牧师和传道。
We can say that today there would be a pastor in the church.
他们两个人分别牧养两个不同地方的教会。
Timothy and Titus both were pastoring churches at two different places.
保罗写信给他们，就是指导他们怎么样来治理神的教会。
Paul, Apostle Paul wrote these letters to both of them, Timothy and Titus, to instruct them on how to be a leader of a church.
教牧书信是牧师传道应当非常注意的。
These three books, the pastoral epistles, are to be very much emphasized by every pastor of a Christian church.
凡是关心教会事工的弟兄姐妹也应当非常注意。
Whoever also is, in addition, whoever is concerned about the ministry of a church ought to pay very much attention to these books also.
神当年对摩西说，你要建造一个会幕，不要按着自己的意思做，要按着神的计划的蓝图去建造。
In the old days when the Lord Jehovah appeared to Moses, he told Moses to build the tent of meeting or the tabernacle, not according to man's idea, but according to very precise instructions by the Lord.
我们今天新约时代的基督徒要建造教会，也必须要注意神的这个蓝图，就是提多书。
Similarly, in the New Testament time for us, in order to build a church, we must follow precisely the blueprint that God has given us in these three epistles, 1st, 2nd Timothy, and Titus.
今天我们要先讲提摩太前书和提多书。
This morning we start with 1st Timothy and then the book of Titus.
当我们讲完了以后我们会讲到提摩太后书。
And then afterwards, later on, we'll talk about 2nd Timothy.
刚才我们已经提到这个教会呀是神的家。
As we already mentioned, the church is the household of God.
每一个人都很爱自己的家，神也是照样爱他的家。
Every person loves his own family, his own household. Similarly, God loves his own household.
我们今天要谈到关于教会的四方面。
This morning we want to talk about four aspects.Of a church.
第一，我们要讲到教会的本质是什么。
First of all, the nature of the church.
第二，我们要讲到教会中是哪一些的人组成功的。
And also, secondly, the members of the church.
第三，我们要讲到教会主要的工作是什么。
And thirdly, we want to talk about the primary works of the church.
我们也要讲到第四，教会的领袖应当是怎样的人。
And fourth and lastly, the leaders of the church.
刚才我们已经念提摩太前书第三章。
We have already read from 1 Timothy chapter 3.
这里讲到教会是神的家。
This verse 15 talked about the church being the household of the living God.
这是讲到教会的本质。
This is talking about the nature of the church.
假如今天有一个人问你，你的家怎么样？你心里面想到的家是怎样的一个家？
If someone would come up to you this morning and ask you, how is your home, how is your household, what would be the first thing that comes to you?
我相信读英文圣经的弟兄姐妹和中文圣经的姐妹可能在观念上有一点的不同。
Maybe based on verse 15, the impression that the English-speaking members will get a different impression from the Chinese-speaking members.
我们读中文圣经的弟兄姐妹一想到我的家就想到是第几号，哪一条路，啊？是不是那是我的家
？In the Chinese, we tend to think of house, what the address of my house is, on what street and what city.
可是若是你看这个英文的圣经，它并不是说那个房屋、那个住宅的建筑物，它乃是用一个特别的字 ，household。
But if you're reading the English version this morning, you will get a different impression, because unlike the Chinese version, it simply says house, the word there is household, not just house.
英文所用的这个字 household是什么意思? Household并不是说到我的那个房子,我的那个住宅, 乃是说到我的家庭, 我的家属, 我家里面的人。
What is the difference there between house and household? In the English version, the word household is used implying that what we're talking about here is not the building, not the house, but the family, the members, the people in that house.
所以, 我们中文的圣经这一节的翻译, 假如能够把它翻成神的家庭, 可能给我们的观念就更正确一点。
So if the Chinese version, actually a better translation for the Chinese version would have been, instead of house, would be family of God.
在提多书里面一共有三章。
The book of Titus has three chapters.
在这个三章里面从三个不同的角度来介绍神心目中一个完美的教会。
The three chapters in Titus introduce how an ideal church ought to be from three different perspectives. Titus 1, verse 5. Apostle Paul is writing to his young disciple, Titus.
我从前留你在哥里底, 是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐了。 大家注意,这里提到整齐。
Verse 5, for this reason I left you in Crete, that you might set in order what remains. Notice the few words there, set in order.
神的教会是一个有秩序的教会。
The church of God must be an orderly church.
这么多的人在一块,怎么可能有秩序呢?
So many people gather in one place, how can we possibly have order?
再接下去看,
the following.
又照我所吩咐你的,在各城设立长老。
And appoint elders in every city as I directed you.
什么样的人可以做长老呢? 第六节说,
who can be appointed as elders? Verse 6 gives the qualification.
若有无可指责的人, 只做一个妇人的丈夫,儿女也是信主的,没有人告他们是放荡,不服约束的,就可以设立。Qualification
for an elder, verse 6. Namely, if any man be above reproach, the husband of one wife, having children who believe, not accused of dissipation or rebellion.
在这里提到不服约束,
rebellion. One qualification is not accused of dissipation or rebellion.
我们再看第十节,
skipping on down to verse 10.
在这一节圣经里面讲到有许多的人, 他们是不服约束的。
Verse 10 talk about many people who are not, who are rebellious.
提多书第一章里面讲到神的教会应当是一个有组织的,
Chapter 1 of the book of Titus talked about the church of God must be a church which is orderly, has a good organization.
一个教会单单有牧师传道是不够的,他需要有长老执事做他们的助手。
It is not enough just to have a pastor of a church, he needs to have elders and deacons to assist him in creating the orderly function of the church.
当教会的人渐渐多的时候, 希望这个教会还是一个有秩序的教会。
Even as the members of the church increases, the orderliness and the good organization ought to be preserved.
我们都知道,教会最高的元首, 教会的头是耶稣基督。
We all know that the highest leader in the church, the head of the church, is Jesus himself.
可是在神的权柄之下, 神也设立了一些教会的领袖, 他们分层负责, 分成授权的。
But under the authority of our Lord Jesus, in a church, he has appointed leaders, human leaders, to preserve the orderly function of that church.
在这里提到教会的领袖的时候, 特别提到要受约束。 Not to be rebellious.
One very important qualification for a leader, a human leader in the church, is that he be not rebellious.
一个不顺服神的人, 他不可能成为一个
A person who is not obedient to his Lord Jesus cannot possibly be a good leader.
我们再看第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
这是从另外一个角度介绍一个好的教会。
Chapter 2 introduces a good church from another perspective.
但你所讲的总要合乎那纯正的道理。
But as for you, speak the things which are fitting for sound doctrine.
请大家注意，从第二节开始提到教会中有好几种不同的人。
Now notice, pay a special attention starting in verse 2, as it talks about different types of people in the church.
第二节。
Verse 2.
劝老年人要有节制、端庄、自守，在信心、爱心、忍耐上都要纯全无耻。
Verse 2. Older men are to be temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith, in love, in perseverance.
第三节。
Verse 3.
又劝老年妇女举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人。
Verse 3, older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good.
在这里提到老年的男人，提到老年的妇人。
Verse 2 and 3 talked about the older men and older women in the church.
第四节。
Verse 4,
好指教少年妇人，爱丈夫，爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
That they may encourage the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be dishonored.
又劝少年人要谨守。
Likewise, urge the young men to be sensible.
教会应当是怎么样的一个团体？这里提到老年人、老年妇人、少年人，有丈夫、有妻子、有儿女。教会包括各种年龄的人在一块儿。
How should the church be? The church, according to these few verses, ought to consist of people of various age groups.
正如一个家庭一样。
As if in a real household.
在家庭里面，有不同年龄的人，他们有不同的本分。
In a typical household, you have people of different age groups, and each of them have their own particular function.
圣经里面好几个地方提到丈夫之间、丈夫和妻子之间的关系、父母和儿女之间的关系。
Many of the verses in the Bible talk about the relationship, how the relationship ought to be between a husband and a wife in a household, and also the relationship between parents and children in the household.
假如我们希望神的教会成为一个完满的教会，好像一个家庭一样，各样的人都有，可是各样的人，每一个人尽自己的本分。
If we want to build a good church, an acceptable church to God, we need to have these different members, each one of them putting out their own effort to function in their own position.
当他们尽这个本分的时候，不觉得这是一个义务，乃是一个权利，因为爱在家庭中。
When they function in their proper capacity, they won't feel like that is a burden. Instead, it's a privilege.
家庭不是一个公司，有一个老板可以下命令的。
Family is not a company where you have a boss who can give orders to everyone.
所以你注意保罗所用的这些动词，第二节，他说劝老年人。第三节劝老年的妇人，他常常提到劝劝，这是爱的规劝。
Verse 2 and 3, Paul spoke of these words in terms of urging them, encouraging them to be like that. It's out of attitude of love.
一个完美的教会是教会中的每一个分子在爱的动力之下尽自己本分的教会。
A beautiful family, a nice family is a family in which every member puts out his or her own effort.And work together based on the principle of love.
我们再看三章一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
这从另外一个角度来介绍这个完美的教会。
Still another perspective.
这是讲到教会在这个社会中应当有的表现。
Chapter 3 talked about how the church ought to appear to the society surrounding it.
第一节。
Verse
1. 你要提醒众人叫他们顺服做官的、掌权的、遵他的命。注意下面，预备行各样的善事。
Chapter 3, verse 1. Remind them to be subject to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good deed. Notice the last few words there. To be ready for every good deed.
第八节。
Verse
8. 这话是可信的。我也愿你把这些事切切实实地讲明。使那些已经信神的人 留心做正经事业，中文圣经的小字说要留心行善，第二次提到行善事。
Verse 8, this is a trustworthy statement, and concerning these things I want you to speak confidently, so that those who have believed God may be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men.
第十四节。
Verse 14,
并且我们的人，保罗说我们的人就是信主的主内的弟兄姊妹，并且我们的人要学习正经的事业，中文翻译的小字说学习行善。
Verse 14, Paul says, and let our people meaning the believers, also learn to engage in good deeds to meet pressing needs, that they may not be unfruitful.
三节的圣经都提到行善，第一处提到预备行善，第二处提到留心行善，第三节鼓励那些还没有开始的人学习行善。
Three verses in this chapter talk about doing good deeds. Verse 1 says, be ready to do good deeds. Verse 8 says, engage in doing good deeds. And then verse 14, in case those who still are not involved in engaging in good deeds, he encouraged them to learn to engage in good deeds.
在神的心目中盼望基督徒，神的教会在这个世界上能够多做一些荣耀他的事。
Our hope and prayer is that as believers, as of God, as followers of God, that we ought to do more good deeds as a testimony to the world.
我在 Phoenix 讲到的时候，有一位弟兄跟我讲一件事。
When I was speaking in Phoenix, a particular Christian brother came up to me and told me.
他说有一个教会，他没有提到什么地方的教会，他们教会负责的人准备把信徒奉献的钱拿去开一个赌场 Casino.
He said that a particular church that he knows, he didn't give the name of the church, said they want to take their missionary fund, take the money which were donated by the members for missionary funds, and to use that money to open a casino.
我以前曾经听说有人拿教会的钱出去做生意，为了让钱多一点。
I have heard of many churches who use their money to go into business, to invest, to get more money.
因为你把教会的钱放在银行里，那个利息太低了。
Because if you put the money, the church money in the bank, the interest is too low.
所以有一些人他们想要做好的管家，他们就把神的钱拿去做生意，可是后来亏了本怎么办呢？
So some of the leaders in those churches, they take the money and invest it in business with the hope ofmaking more money. What if they lose money in the business?
这还是我第一次听说有些教会的领袖，他们说为了要做好的管家，让神的教会的钱能够多一点，涨得快，去开一个赌场。
And this is the first time that I had heard that leaders in the church, in the hope of wanting to make more money for the church, that they would invest in a casino.
一个普通的基督徒都不应当开赌场，何况拿教会的钱去开赌场。
Not even a believer should be involved in investing in casinos.Let alone the church.
主耶稣论到基督徒说，他有两个盼望。第一个，他盼望我们基督徒好像世上的盐；第二个，他盼望基督徒好像世上的光。
Jesus had two hopes for his followers, for the believers. One is that they would be salt of the earth, and the second one is that they would be light of the world.
盐是什么作用？
What is the purpose of salt?
你把盐放在食物上，这个食物就不那么容易腐烂了。
When you put salt with meat.It preserves the meat. It helps to preserve it.
我们整个的世界好像一块肉，腐烂得很快。神希望多一点盐。
The world is very much like a piece of meat rotting away, and God hoped for the Christians to function as salt to preserve the world as much as possible.
主耶稣在世上的时候，他说：“我是世界的光。”可是他同时对基督徒也说：“你们是世上的光。”
When Jesus was walking on this earth, he said, "I'm the light of the world." But he also, in turn, said that you are the light of the world.
因为这个世界太黑暗，他希望基督徒能够为神发光。
Because this world was too dark, he hoped for the Christian to act as light to this world.
我们中间有些弟兄姐妹是经商的。
Many of our church members here have their own business.
一个经商的基督徒在今天的社会上，要想为耶稣做一个很完美的见证。你需要很大神的恩典。
As a businessman in this world, to be a successful businessman at the same time, to be able to glorify God in your life, you need a lot of grace from God.
诚实就是一个很大的关口。
Honesty is a very big barrier to overcome.
我们每天都接触到很多商业的广告。
We receive a lot of advertisement.
听说有一个人，这个 Mr. Sussman， 他是一个广告大王。
I had heard that a particular person, Mr. Sussman, is a very well-known person in the advertising business.
有一天他在餐厅吃饭。
One day he was eating in a restaurant.
他听见隔壁桌子上啊，有一个穿的衣服非常漂亮的一个 gentleman， 一个绅士啊，在讲话。
He overheard this particular gentleman, very well-dressed gentleman, in the next table, at the next table, speaking.
他说我太太心爱的北京狗啊，昨天死了。我现在想要找一头纯种的白金狗，我愿意出$400。
The particular gentleman at the next table said that my wife's Peking dog has just died, and I want to get her another purebred Peking dog. I'm willing to spend $400.
这个 Sussman 先生一听见这个话，他就跳起来走过去跟那个人说：“刚好我有一个纯种的北京狗，可是一定要卖$500。”少一毛钱都不买。
So this Mr. Sussman jumped up, walked over to the next table, says, "You're in luck. So happen I have a purebred Peking dog, but this dog is going to cost you $500."
哎呀，那个人说，价钱可真不低呀，一只狗要$500。
And the other person says, "Boy, a dog's going to cost me $500?"
他说，假如能够让我太太高兴啊，我就买。
He said, "But if it's going to make my wife happy, I'll buy it."
这个 Mr. Sussman 他回到他的座位上。他轻轻地跟他的朋友讲，我现在开始要去打听了北京狗到底是什么样子。
Then Mr. Sussman came back to his table and said to the person he was having the meal with, saying, I need to start looking into what a Peking dog really looks like.
有人在报纸上看见一个广告。
Some people saw a particular ad in the newspaper.
有一个商店要征求一个店员，他的这个资格是什么呢？
What is the qualification of a person who wants to start his own business?
他的资格就是说这个人呢、啊、他要外表诚实，看起来很诚实。
To be an honest businessman, this person must look honest.
看起来很诚实，真的诚实不诚实没关系。
Whether he's really honest or not, it doesn't matter. He must look honest.
有人到一个餐厅去吃饭。
Someone went to a particular restaurant.
哎，他看他的在这个菜单上啊卖这个兔子肉，有些人很喜欢吃兔子肉。
And this person saw on the menu that they were selling rabbit meat.
有一次我到朋友家里去啊，哼，他们几个人正在吃兔子肉，叫我吃我还不敢吃。
And a lot of people like rabbit meat very much. In fact, I went to a friend's house. They were having rabbit meat, and I didn't dare to touch it.
这个顾客他就要了一份这个兔肉。
So this particular customer ordered an order of the rabbit meat.
他吃的时候，他就问那个 waiter， 他说：“我觉得这个味道不太对呀。”
After he tasted it, he called the waiter over. He says, "It seems like it doesn't taste quite right."
他说：“我觉得好像是马肉，又酸酸的。”
He says, "It tastes like horse meat because it's a little bit sour."
那个人就说：“不错了，有一点马肉。”
And that the waiter said, "Oh, yeah, you're right. There's a little bit of horse meat mixed in it."
那个人又吃了一口。
And the customer ate another mouthful.
他说你到底告诉我到底有多少马肉？
Can you tell me how much horse meat you have in this dish?
这个 waiter 他没想到遇见专家了。Expert.
The waiter was surprised that he ran into an expert.
他就诚实地说，他说一半是马肉，一半是兔子肉。
He admitted that half of the dish was horse meat and the other half was rabbit meat.
一只马，一只兔子。
He said, the way they made it is use one horse and one rabbit.
想要多赚一点钱，想要多得到一点薪水，能不能够诚实？
In the attempt to make a little more money, to earn a little more salary, at the expense of sacrificing our honesty.
在神的心目中，到底他的教会在这个地上这一群基督徒有些什么样的使命？
As a church which God had intended, what are some of the functions of the church?
教会是神的家，神对他的教会有很高的盼望。
The church is the household of God, and God has great expectation of his household.
当我们看见这些圣经的经文的时候， 盼望神提醒我们，让我们警惕起来，想到我们的使命。
I hope that as we study these verses from the scripture, it would encourage us to be more enthusiastic in carrying out what the purpose of the church should be.
第二点我们要讲到的，教会里面都是些什么样的人？ The members of the church.
Second point, who are the members of the church?
坐在教堂里面的人是不是都是那个神真正教会里面的会员？
Is it true that every single person who sits inside the sanctuary belongs to this household?
我的盼望，我们在座的每一个人，不但你的身体进到教堂里来，你也真正能够成为神家庭中的一份子。
My hope is that every single person who comes to our church, not only physically, they enter into the physical church, but also spiritually, that they would become a truly a member of God's family.
保罗他讲到他自己信仰的经过。
Paul talked about his own personal experience.
这可以作为我们呢一个参考。
I believe this can be a very good example for us.
我们看提摩太前书第一章十二节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
提摩太前书一章十二节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
我感谢那给我力量的，我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁的身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王独一的神，直到永永远远。阿们。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, Paul's testimony. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent aggressor. And yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus. It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I'm foremost of all. And yet for this reason I found mercy, in order that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
保罗在这里说到他从前是一个亵渎神、逼迫人、侮慢人的人。
Verse 13, Paul said, I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent aggressor.
保罗他从小的时候就很喜欢读书的。
Paul had great love for books ever since he was very young.
他在一个很有名的老师加玛列的门下专门的研究旧约圣经。
He studied under a very famous scholar Gamaliel in studying the Old Testament.
一个人从小在宗教的气氛中长大，他怎么才还可能成为一个亵渎神、逼迫人的人？他怎么还可能不信、不明白呢？
So basically, he grew up in a very proper environment, a very religious environment. How can a person who grows up in such an environment call himself a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent aggressor?
他没有神的光照。
Because he didn't have the enlightenment.From the Lord.
神的光照使一个人大不相同。
Once a person is enlightened by God, he is completely changed.
一个人没有神的光，他是自负的，是骄傲的，他觉得自己比别人都好。
Without the light of God, every person thinks that he is better than everyone else. He has a lot of pride.
可是一个人若是有神的光照，他会成为一个虚心谦卑的人，他会觉得他对不起神。
But once the light of God shines through, that person comes to a true realization of who he is. He feels very much humiliated. He feels that he has wronged, he has sinned against God.
当保罗蒙神光照的时候，他回想他以前所做的那些事情，他觉得他真是对不起神。
As Paul was enlightened by the light of God, he thought back of the things that he has done in the past. He felt very bad about who he was in the past.
他想到他以前所做的那些事情, 他是在一个多么危险的情况之下。
He thought about the things that he had done and how dangerous a road that he was traveling.
他觉得神的忍耐是何等的可贵。
And he was very thankful for the patience of God.
以前有一个人, 他是一个无神论的人。
There was a person who used to be an atheist.
他不但自己不信神, 他也希望很多人都不信神。
Not only he did not believe in God, but he also wanted everyone to follow him and not believing in God.
有一次他租了一个很大的场所, 他请了很多的人来参加他的布道会。
Once he rented a very large stadium and invited many, many people to come to listen to his, quote, evangelistic meeting.
他到了时间他上台, 他就对所有的人说, 我告诉你们, 我不相信有神。
He got up on the podium and said that, I tell you, there is no God. I don't believe there is a God.
中间有哪一个人相信有神的, 请你举手。
Anyone in the audience who believes in God, raise your hand.
虽然有几个基督徒, 他也不敢举手。
There were a few Christians there, but none of them dared to raise their hand.
他说哪一个人敢上台来向我证明有神?
Who dares to come up here and prove it to me that there is a God?
我现在要向你们证明没有神。
I want to prove it to you that there is no God.
我要用5分钟的时间证明没有神。
I want to use 5 minutes of your time to prove to you that God does not exist.
他把他的手表拿下来, 他开始骂天上的神。 他说假如真的有一位神, 我现在要跟你打。
He took off his watch and looked at it and saying, okay, if there is a God in heaven, I want to fight with you right now. He started cursing God.
你有没有听见人骂耶稣的那些话?
Have you ever heard anyone curse Jesus?
他就开始骂。
So he started cursing.
他说现在还有4分30秒。
He said there's still 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
他想到什么难听的话就开始骂。
Whatever he could think of, the worst blasphemous words that he could think of, he used.
现在还有4分，还有3分，还有2分。
He said there's still 4 more minutes, 3.5 more minutes, 3 minutes.
有一些有这个血压高的老太太都快昏过去。
And many of the elderly ladies who had high blood pressure were about to faint.
还有几个基督徒拼命祷告。
And few of the Christians kept on praying.
他说不得了了，假如神呢，假如你再不把那个人打死，那么那些人都不相信神。
The Christians were praying, oh God, if you don't show yourself and strike this person dead, then nobody will believe you.
那些糊涂的基督徒就盼望有神迹发生了，有一个大拳头从那个天花板打下来。
And other not so mature Christians kept praying, God, you know, praying that a hammer will come down from the sky and just bang over the head of this guy.
可是5分钟过了，没有发生什么事情。
5 minutes passed. Nothing happened.
假如你坐在那个会中中, 你是个基督徒, 你心里有什么感想?
If you were sitting in that meeting and you're a Christian, how would you feel?
你会不会信心开始动摇?
Would your faith begin to waver?
这个人他以为神的忍耐5分钟就光了。
This person who did not believe in God thought that God's patience would last less than 5 minutes.
让我们不要想别人，我们想想自己。我没有信耶稣以前，我做过些什么得罪神的事？
Don't think about other people. Just think about yourself. Before you became a Christian, what did you do?
你做过什么？你知道。
You know what are some of the things that you have done?
你是几岁才信耶稣的？
How old were you when you became a Christian?
假如你读圣经，你知道，不但是你的身体是神创造的，你的这一口气也是神给你。
If you read the Bible, you will know that not only your physical body was given to you by God, but also the breath in your mouth is also given to you by God.
神天天给你三餐的饮食, 让你晚上能够很好的睡眠, 白天有很好的精神, 就是让你去做那些得罪神的事情吗? 可是神一直忍耐, 一直忍耐, 一直忍耐。
What do you think? Do you think God sustained you day after day, give you 3 meals a day and good sleep the next morning you wake up so that you can sin against him? Of course not. But God is patient. He has perfect patience for you.
当保罗回想到他以前所做的这些事情的时候，他没有别的话说，他说我不配。
So when Paul, Apostle Paul, thought about the things that he has done, his past, the only thing that he could give thanks for was God's patience. Not only Paul himself thought that he didn't have any hope, but even the people who knew Paul thought that there was no hope for him.
可是感谢神，当人觉得没有盼望的时候，赐盼望的神来访问你呀。
But we thank God that just as when human, when man thinks that there's no more hope, that the Almighty God comes down and visits you.
圣经上讲到, 爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈, 神就是这样, 他不但忍耐, 他还有恩慈。
The Bible said, love is long-suffering and kind. There's kindness. Later on, this God of hope changed this hard, probably the hardest heart in Paul to become a believer. God saved him from the death of his sins. Not only that, not only God saved him from his sins, but God also elevated him to become a very influential leader in his church. Apostle Paul gave the reason why God waited for him and changed him. Apostle Paul said he did this so that he wants to use me as an example to many people. The Bible recorded very vividly the personal life of Paul. For the purpose of for those of us who came later to see that this example, that regardless of how bad a person can be, how great a sin he has committed, if he will repent of his sins, turn his life to Christ, he will be saved.
第15节,
verse 15.
基督耶稣降世, 为要拯救罪人。
It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
这两句话太宝贵。
These few words are very precious.
这是讲到福音的总纲, the summary of the gospel.
This is the summary and the main theme of the gospel we preach as Christians.
基督耶稣是谁?
Who is Jesus Christ?
这两节圣经讲到耶稣基督降世, 表示说他还没来世界以前, 他已经存在了。
The verse says Christ Jesus came into the world, implying that he already existed before he came into this world. He is the person who created the universe that we see. He not only created and gave us this corruptible body, but he also gave us the eternal soul that we have. He came on his own initiative.
In the past week, NACLES AD was convened in Los Angeles.
白天的聚会是在 Pasadena, 晚上的聚会是在洛杉矶市中心的 Church of the Open Door.
During the day, meetings were held in Pasadena, and at night, meetings were held in the Church of Open Doors in the heart of Los Angeles.
有200多位弟兄姐妹从很多不同的地方来参加。
More than 200 people, brothers and sisters, came from different places to join the meetings.
晚上的聚会, 洛杉矶众教会的弟兄姐妹也很多人去参加。
In the night meetings, brothers and sisters from all over LA also met at the Church of Open Doors.
昨天晚上, 前天晚上, 最后一次晚上的聚会, 有大约1000个人去参加, 我们心里都非常的快乐。
In the last night meeting on Friday night, more than 1,000 people attended.
我们很高兴从, 多伦多的灵粮堂, 有些弟兄姐妹飞了几千里也来参加。
Brothers and sisters from the Bread of Life Church in Toronto traveled a few thousand miles to attend the meetings. They are in our midst today. We would like to greet them, and they are going to render a hymn for us.
Warm and cordial greetings to each of you from your sister church in Toronto, the Toronto Linglong Church. We have a group of about 13 with us today, but out of these three, 9 are from the Toronto Linglong Church and 4 came from other churches in Canada. At this moment, I would like to very briefly just introduce each of them to you, and as I call their name, would they please stand up? There are 9 of them from Toronto Linglong Church and 4 from other churches. First, I'd like to introduce Norma Kwan from Swift Current Chinese Alliance Church. This is in Saskatchewan. Then we have Adela Yung from the Chinese Community Church in Toronto. And also we have Mrs. Tam. She's from the Toronto Chinese Alliance Church. And we have Adela Chua. She's from the Philippines. And she joined us today. Could you please stand up? Now I'd like to introduce all of us from Toronto. We have Mei Wong from Toronto Ling Yang Church. We have Gloria Zhao. We have Andrew Tam, Thomas Fung, Narisa Chow, Julia Yi, Mei Yip, Conrad Yung, and myself, Betsy Lim. This morning, we'd like to sing a song for you, and it's entitled, It's Not an Easy Road. We know that as a Christian, as we travel this road, sometimes it's not that easy, but if only we care to focus our attention on the Lord Jesus Christ, then He can pave the way for us, and living for the Lord won't be that difficult as long as our eyes are on Him. Thank you.
从前我们曾经为多伦多灵粮堂邀请牧师的事情祷告。
We had prayed before our Lord for hiring a pastor for the Bread of Life Church in Toronto.
现在有好消息, 神已经预备了一位牧师, 不久以后从香港要到多伦多去。
There's good news. There's going to be a pastor coming from Hong Kong to serve in the Bread of Life Church in Toronto.
还有好的消息, 多伦多灵粮堂的弟兄姐妹已经奉献了大约5万块钱, 准备要开始买地建造礼拜堂。
$50,000 was given by brothers and sisters there to purchase land to build a church in Toronto.
希望我们弟兄姐妹为这件事情继续的祷告。
Please keep this in our prayers.
今天在我们秩序表上印着兄弟的讲题, 我第二次 讲基督耶稣的心这个题目。
I would be presenting for the second time a message whose title is The Heart of Christ Jesus.
我们看主题的经文, 腓立比书第2章第5节。
Please turn to your scriptures, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5.
腓立比书第2章第5节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。Have
this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
我们上一次曾经提到过，人的心非常重要。We
described last week that our heart has a very important function.
一个人的心怎么样？ 他做事的方法就怎么样?
How our heart is, that would be the way he would conduct his daily life.
我们的心怎么样? 我们对事情的看法也就是怎么样?
How our heart is, that would be the way how we look at events.
上一次我们也曾经看过腓立比书里面好多个地方提到喜乐。
We also looked at in many places in Philippians about joy.
保罗当时被关在监牢里，怎么还会有喜乐呢？
Paul was imprisoned. How could he have joy?
因为保罗想到耶稣基督的经验，耶稣基督常经忧患，多受痛苦，可是他还是充满了喜乐。
Paul was thinking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ went through a lot of sorrow and grief, and yet Jesus Christ was able to have joy.
在第一章,还有一节圣经是非常好的。
In chapter 1, there's a very important verse.
请看一章第21节。
Chapter 1, Philippians chapter 1, verse 21.
保罗在这里说,我活着就是基督。
Paul says, for to me to live is Christ.
我们再看第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
保罗说, 我体会基督耶稣的心肠。
Paul says, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus.
保罗说他就是耶稣基督, 这句话是不是骄傲呢?
Paul says, he's Jesus Christ. Is this out of arrogance?
不是的。
The answer is no.
保罗是很谦卑的。
Paul is a very humble person.
他 并不是要高举自己，他乃是愿意借着他显扬耶稣基督。
He's not trying to uphold himself, but he's trying to show forth Jesus Christ.
有多少的基督徒敢说我活着就是耶稣基督呢？
How many of us Christians can say that we're living for Jesus Christ?
有多少的基督徒能够说我的老我，我的老自己已经死了，现在活着的完全是耶稣基督呢？
How many of us Christians can say that my old self is now dead and I'm now living for the living Christ?
有好多的基督徒能够说人对我的称赞，人对我的毁谤，我都不注意，我只注意耶稣基督的荣耀。有多少人能够这样说呢？
How many people can say, can put aside people's praises and people's criticism and only concentrate on our Lord Jesus Christ?
在腓立比书里面讲到保罗被关在监牢里的时候，他怎么样体会耶稣基督的心？
In Philippians, while Paul was in prison, we would read about how he put his heart on Jesus Christ.
腓立比书一共有四章。
There are four chapters in Philippians.
第一章里面好多个地方保罗提到传福音的重要。
In many places in the first chapter, Paul talks about the importance of spreading the gospel.
第一章是讲到我们基督徒对我们周围的人应当有的关心。
The first chapter tells about how we should be concerned about the people around us.
基督徒应当同心合意的兴旺福音。
Christians should be unified in spirit in spreading the gospel.
腓立比书第二章主要说到什么呢？
What does the second chapter talk about in Philippians?
腓立比书第二章讲到基督徒应当有一个谦虚的心。
The second chapter talks about Christians having a heart of humbling self.
存心谦卑，看别人比自己强。
With humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than yourself.
基督徒对自己最要紧的一个提醒，就是常常想到我算不了什么。
It's important for Christians to remind ourselves that we are but trivial.
腓立比书第三章讲到什么呢？
What does the third chapter in Philippians talk about?
保罗说，我不是以为我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力的追求。
Paul talks about that he has not yet gained, but he would press on to improve.
这个第三章的主题是讲到基督徒对神应当有一个追求渴慕的心。
The third chapter talks about Christians trying to press on to know more about Christ.
第四章讲到基督徒对现今的环境应当有的态度。
The fourth chapter talks about Christians being contented with their circumstances.
保罗说无论什么境况我都可以知足。
Paul talks about being contented with the present circumstances.
大家看见吗？这个四章讲到四方面的事情。
Do we see that in the four chapters we see four things?
第一章讲到对人，第二章讲到对自己，第三章讲到对神，第四章讲到对这个物质的环境。
The first chapter talks about the heart of saving people. The second chapter talks about the heart of humbling self. The third chapter talks about heart of knowing Christ. The fourth chapter talks about heart of being contented with material things.
我们上一次已经讲到过第一章里面的一部分。
We talked about part of the first chapter last Sunday.
保罗他提到这个传福音的需要。
Paul talks about the need to spread the gospel.
他称赞腓立比的基督徒，从他们建立教会的第一天开始，他们一直热心地传福音。
Paul praises the church of Philippians and talks about their spirit of spreading the gospel.
我们上一次曾经讲到一些有困苦的贫穷的人需要福音。
We talked about the poor needing the gospel.
那么有钱的人，凡事都顺利的人，需不需要福音呢？
How about the rich people? Do the rich people need Christ?
今天在有一些地区很多穷人，可是在美国有很多富足的人。
There are a lot of poor people in the United States, but then there are also a lot of rich people in the United States.
有钱的人需不需要福音呢？
Do the rich people need Christ?
在我国古代有一个很有名的人叫做曹操。
In ancient China, there was a very famous man whose name was 曹操。
可能很多身在这里的青年人不知道曹操是谁。
Maybe a lot of the young people in our midst don't know about 曹操。
假如你们看过这个京戏啊，你们就知道曹操就是那个戴着黑帽子，旁边有两根棍子，那个脸呢又大又白的那个人。
Perhaps if we had attended the Chinese operas, we would be able to identify Cao Cao as being one with a powdered face and with a black hat with two rods sticking out. That is Cao Cao.
Powdered face? 白脸是 powdered face?
You put powder on the face.
这个曹操啊，他是一个很有权势的人。
曹操 was a very powerful figure.
甚至国家的皇帝都受到他的控制。
Even the king was controlled by him.
那个时候他占据了中国北方很大的一片土地。
He was ruling most of northern China in his days.
他准备要攻打到南方去，要占领全个的国家。
He was also trying to conquer the southern part of China in order to rule all of China.
那个时候他手下的军队很多，有83万的大军。
He had 830,000 soldiers under him.
可是有一天，
One day,
他正在喝酒快乐的时候，他心里面有一种痛苦的感觉。
While he was rejoicing over his wine, he also had a kind of emptiness in his heart.
把他心里面对人生的感触都流露出来了。
He was revealing what was inside his heart towards life.
曹操是一个很有才华的人，他能够写很好的诗人。
He was very talented, and he could write poems.
我们中间一些比较年长的，懂得中国文学的，你们都记得保这个曹操写了些什么话呢？
Those of us that are elderly in our midst that know Chinese literature know about some of his poems.
他写对酒当歌，人生几何，譬如朝露，去日无多。
He was saying that while I'm rejoicing over my wine, there ain't too much to life. Life is like morning dew, it's ephemeral. Now it's here and it'll soon be gone.
那个时候他又接下去写月明星稀，乌鹊南飞，绕树三匝，无枝可依。
And he also says, the moon is there with scattered starlight, and this bird that made several rounds about trees, and yet could not find a branch onto which to alight.
曹操是一个很有权威的人。
He was a very powerful figure.
可是他觉得世界上的一切就好像早晨的露水一样，一会儿就没有。
Although he has all this power, he felt that life was like the morning dew. It's here now, but it's soon be gone.
圣经里面讲到虚空的虚空，日光之下的事都是虚空。你有没有这样的感受？
In the Old Testament, there's a verse that says about the emptiness of life. Everything is empty.
曹操他出生入死跟人家勾心斗角，后来所得到的这些权势地位到底能够给他真正的满足吗？
曹操 was struggling with life. He had to conquer and he has all these riches. But what good does it do him?
当他看着那一群鸟在天上飞的时候，绕着那个树飞了几圈都找不到一个可以停下来的树枝的时候，他心里面就讲，哎呀，我正是这个样子。
When he saw these birds making all these rounds, trying to find a branch onto which to alight, he connects his situation with the situation of the birds.
在我们周围有很多这样的人。
We have many people in our midst that are like this.
在物质上是很丰富的，在心灵里面是很贫穷。
Some of us are very rich materially, but inside we're empty.
我们应当把福音介绍给他。
We have to introduce our gospel to them.
这就是保罗在第一章里面所强调的，应当有一个救人灵魂的心。
In chapter 1, Paul stresses that we have to save people.
到了第二章，保罗他换了一个角度，他讲到基督徒应当怎么样对待自己。
In the second chapter, Paul changes gear and focuses on the heart of humbling self.
人生一个很大的弱点就是容易骄傲。
There's a very easy weakness in men, which is the weakness of being arrogant.
没有两个人是一样的，好像一个人的手指头一样，五个都不一样。
No two people are identical, just like no two fingers are identical.
啊，这个大指母，他觉得他最好。每一次人家说顶好，总是把他举起来，没有人说这个顶好。
The thumb has a special function.It is important in the sense that when people praise things or people, they always stick up their thumb.
这个第二个指头他也觉得他最好，因为他最有权柄，他叫别人做事都是用这个指头指来指去。
The index finger also has its important function because when people tell people to do things, they stick this one out.
没有人说这个指的，啊，没有人用这个指头来指人。
没人。Nobody used the middle finger to tell people to do things.
可是这个中间的指头，他也觉得很骄傲。
But the middle finger also claims its importance.
而他说我比你们都长得高，而且我在最中间的地位。
Because I'm the longest and I occupy the middle position, the most crucial position.
这第四个指头，他也觉得很骄傲，因为他最有钱的，这个大的钻戒都是戴在他的身上。
The fourth one also claims its importance because people put the biggest diamond ring on that one.
那么这个最小的应当很谦卑了，他也是不谦卑。
But the smallest one ought to be humble, but yet it's not.
他说我最属灵了，我比你们都属灵。
Because I'm the most spiritual.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
因为我们在祷告的时候，我最靠近上帝，你们都在后边。
Because when people pray,this particular finger would be closest to God.
所以你看很多的人也是这样，总会觉得自己比别人好，骄傲。
A lot of us also think that we are more important than others and thereby we are arrogant.
保罗在腓立比第二章第三节告诉我们，应当存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, Paul says, But with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself.
第四节，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
In the fourth verse, it says, Do not merely look out for your own personal interests,
第五节,
but also for the interests of others.
第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
In the fifth verse, it says, Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
从第六节到第八节就讲到耶稣那个谦卑的好榜样。
There's a good example of Christ's humility in verses 6 to 8.
我们知道耶稣基督就是神。他有很高的特权。
We know that Christ is God. He has all the powers before him.
可是你读这几节圣经的时候，你会发现耶稣基督把那些神圣的特权全部都舍弃了。
But you know from the sixth verse that Christ did not use his godly powers. He does not use them.
第六节。他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式， 既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Verses 6-8 it says, "Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross."
这三节圣经，我们可以看见耶稣基督降卑自己，一共有七个步骤。
We can see in these three verses that Christ Jesus humbled himself in seven steps.
第一
First,
第六节
verse 6,
他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
他本来跟神是同等的，可是他放弃了他原来所有的地位和荣耀。
He is equal to God, but he has forsaken this glory of equality.
接下去第二，讲到他虚己。
In the seventh verse, it says, he emptied himself.
圣经上告诉我们，一个人要得到尊荣以前，他必须谦卑。
In the Bible, it says, to have glory, you first must humble yourself.
接下去第三讲到取了奴仆的形象。
Continuing, it says, taking the form of a bond servant.
耶稣来到世界，他是做一个奴仆，做神忠心的仆人。
Christ came to this world to be an obedient bond servant of God.
他不但是做神的仆人，他也做众人的仆人。
Not only a servant of God, but a servant of men.
接下去第四步，这里讲到他成为人的样式。
And the fourth step is being found in appearance as a man.
在神的仆役中间有千千万万的天使，可是耶稣到世界上不是做天使，不是大能的天使，乃是一个卑微的人，拿撒勒的一个穷木匠。
In the kingdom of God, there are thousands and thousands of angels, but Christ did not take on the form of angels.Angels, but a very humble form.
耶稣33年在世界上做人。
For 33 years, Christ was a man on earth.
接下去第五步，这里说到就卑自己卑微。
The fifth step, he humbled himself.
这里讲到自己卑微，耶稣谦卑不是被动的，不是被逼的这样，他是主动的，甘心情愿的。
He was not made to be humble, but he humbled himself.
接下去第六步，这里提到存心顺服，以至于死。
The following step says, by becoming obedient to the point of death.
耶稣基督顺服神，一直到死的地步。
Christ was obedient to God unto the point of death.
当他在克西马尼园里祷告的时候，他面临到死亡的痛苦，可是他对神说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
When death was approaching him, he still wanted to abide by God's will, not his own.
第七，这里讲到他是怎样的死，他死在十字架上。
The seventh step talks about his death on a cross.
有各种不同的死，有些人在死的时候很荣耀的，可是耶稣死的时候，他是一个囚犯的样子，被钉死在十字架上。
There are all kinds of ways of dying. Some people die a glorious death, but Christ died a humble death. He died as somewhat like a prisoner on a cross.In shame.
我们知道耶稣他是背负了全人类的罪恶。
Christ had all the sins of all men upon his shoulders.
我们在读这几节圣经的时候，想到耶稣基督这样一步一步的谦卑降卑，他实在是我们的好榜样。
When we see how Christ takes all these steps to humble himself, this sets a good example for all of us.
接下去, 第九节, 就讲到神怎么样对待一个谦卑的人。
In verse 9, it tells about how God treats people that are humble.
所以神将他升为至高, 又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
It says, therefore, also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
耶稣基督他自己谦卑降卑，可是神就将他抬高了。Christ
humbled himself, but then God highly exalted him.
基督徒应当以耶稣基督那个谦卑的心当作我们的心。Christians
should have the heart, the humble heart of Christ for his own.
彼得前书第五章第五节说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。First
Peter chapter 5 verse 5, it says God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
真正伟大的人都是谦卑的人。The
truly great people are humble people.
在美国有一位黑人的 女歌唱家叫做Molly Anderson.
There's a very famous black vocalist. Her name is Mary Anderson.
她每一次在演唱以前都做祷告。
Before she sang to the audience, she always prays.
她祷告说，愿慈悲的天父使每一位听众都不要空空的回去。
She prays that God would not allow the audience to go home without anything.
愿神借着你所赐给我的口，唱出赞美你的声音来，使这些听众都能够归荣耀给神。May
the audience, may God use the use my mouth so that I could praise you, so that your name be glorified.
在美国有许多的太空人，其中有一位。 Thomas Stafford 先生，他是个基督徒。
There are a lot of U.S. astronauts. Of them, there's a Thomas P. Stafford, is a Christian.
今天在各地，太空人都是最受人欢迎的人物。
The astronauts are the most welcome people in many lands.
这位太空人他说，他的同伴犯了骄傲的毛病。
He says that many of his colleagues were very arrogant.
他们以为他们有过一次登陆月球的经验，就可以一生一世得意忘形。
He says that those of them that made it to the moon would be so overwhelmed with pride for the rest of their lives.
他们说，不知道吗？今天报纸上的头条新闻，到了明天呢，只能用那张纸去包鱼。
He says the headlines of yesterday, the paper, would only be used today to wrap fish. God has all kinds of positions for us.
若是我们谦卑,
if we humble ourselves, God would exalt us.
在神的这个大的天地里面，最有贡献的人。 就是在我们那个小天地里面忠心的人。The
biggest contribution in the kingdom of God is for us in the humble position to glorify God.
保罗到了腓立比书第三章，他就勉励弟兄姐妹，应当对属灵的事情有渴慕，有追求长进的心。In
the third chapter, Paul talks about how we should improve ourselves in Christ.
第四章是讲到知足，第三章是讲到不知足。The
third chapter talks about not being contented, but the fourth chapter talks about being contented.
什么东西应当知足，什么东西应当不知足？On
what things should we be contented, and on what other things should we not be contented?
对属灵的事情永远不要知足。On
spiritual things, we should never be contented.
对物质的事情。 我们应当学习知足。
On material things, we should be contented.
可惜很多人刚好相反。
But to many, this just takes the opposite.
很多人对属灵的事情很自满, 对物质的事情老不知足。
Many are very complacent about spiritual things, but on material things, we don't content ourselves.
保罗在这个腓立比书里面, 他讲到喜乐。
Paul talks about joy in Philippians.
怎么样可以喜乐?
How can we be joyful?
多一点想到别人, 少一点想到自己可以喜乐。
Think more about others, think less about self, then we can be joyful.
你相信这个话吗?
Do you believe this?
多一点关心别人, 少一点想到自己, 你自然就渐渐地喜乐起来。
Think more about others, less about self, then you would increase in joy.
保罗也告诉我们, 你在属灵的事情多追求, 在物质的事情多满足, 你就可以喜乐。
Paul says, in spiritual things, let us press on to know the Lord. Paul also says, be contented with your circumstances in material things.
保罗在第三章里面所讲的话实在让我们觉得惭愧。
Paul in chapter 3, he talks about things that bring us to shame.
请大家看第三章第十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
保罗说,我不是, 这不是说我已经得着了, 已经完全了, 我乃是竭力追求。
Paul says, not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that which for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
当保罗写腓立比书的时候,他的灵晨已经相当相当地进步了。When
Paul wrote Philippians, he was probably in the clouds in terms of spiritual achievement.
他已经成为很多基督徒所敬爱的教会的领袖了。He
was the object of respect of the people in church in spiritual things.
可是他还是说,我不觉得我已经够了,我还要再进步。But
he still says that he has not already obtained it, but then he has to press on.
当保罗想到耶稣基督早上天不亮的时候,就起来祷告的时候,就鼓励他,我应当更多一点的祷告。
When Paul knows about Christ rising before the sun and pray, he thinks of praying.
当保罗想到耶稣基督曾经禁食40昼夜不吃东西，光光想到神的话， 保罗就想到，我应当更多地注意神的话。
When Paul knows that Christ did not eat for 40 days and nights, but only concentrate on things from God, he also thinks that he should be concentrating on spiritual things.
弟兄姐妹,今天是1980年上半年的最后一个主日。
This Sunday is the last Sunday of the first half of 1980.
大家还记不记得半年以前我们彼此勉励的时候所说的话?
Do we remember during the first of the year, 1980, what we used to encourage each other?
我们曾经彼此勉励,我们每天的生活,无论怎么忙碌,一定要抽出一些时间来,亲近主。
We talked about having a quiet time, no matter how busy we are.
我希望你们至少有半个钟头,我不晓得现在,你每天花多少的时间领袖。
We talked about at least having half an hour, but how many of us now have this time for receiving things from God?
我们在看圣经的时候,真的有那个渴慕的心吗?
Do we have this thirst for the Bible?
前几天,我们去参加这个北美华福会。
We were at the NACOS 80, many of us.
有一个年老的牧师,他给我们看。 他从中国大陆所带出来的圣经。
An elderly pastor brought a Bible from the People's Republic of China.
在中国大陆, 圣经很少。
There are very, very few Bibles in the People's Republic of China.
要想读圣经, 没有圣经,
When you want to read the Bible, you cannot find Bibles readily.
从别人那里借一本圣经, 然后他自己抄一份, 留在自己这里, 自己可以读。
People have to hand transcribe from a Bible in order to have their own version of hand transcribed Bible.
保罗在这里提到要竭力的追求。
Paul talks about pressing on.
我在圣经里面好几个地方提到追求这个字眼。
In many places in the Bible, it talks about pressing on.
请大家注意地听, 方弟兄和我要用中英文把这些圣经的话念出来, 诸位能够有一点印象。
Pay attention to the fact that we are stressing some of these words before you.
在何西阿书第六章第三节, 说到要竭力地追求认识神。
In Hosea chapter 6 verse 3, it talks about let us press on to know the Lord.
提摩太前书第六章十一节, 提到要追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11, it talks about you men of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness.
在提摩太后书2章22节, 保罗又说, 你要追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, talks about purchase righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第5章15节, 保罗说应当追求良善。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15, Paul talks about seek after that which is good.
在希伯来12章14节告诉我们要追求与众人和睦，要追求圣洁。In
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, it talks about pursue peace with all men and the sanctification.
哥林多前书14章